setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to and can do it, and how you get there. It is all about your purpose, and your purpose isn't actually about you. That's what makes this fun. This isn't a show about selfish ambition. This is actually about selfless ambition, because you are created to fill a unique role in your work, through your work. That means you're tremendously valuable. You're needed. And so that means you've got to show up and do it. There's some responsibility here. Dare I say duty? Because somebody out there needs the best version of you. They need you to show up. And so we're going to help you figure out what that is, how you get there. There are 7 stages. Stage 1, get clear. Stage 2, get qualified. Stage 3, get connected. Stage 4, get started. Stage 5, get promoted. Stage 6, get the dream job. Stage 7, give yourself away. That's the path. So where are you? What stage are you in? Part coach, part counselor, part cheerleader. I am here for you. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's get it started with Nathan, who joins us in Memphis, Tennessee. Nathan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing today, buddy?
Nathan, I am living the dream, man. What's happening?
Man, I'm going to try to make sense of all this mess that's in my head with you. So I love what y'all do, and anyone that's riding around thinking that every dollar app isn't for them, I was that guy last year that's like, man, I don't need that. I can take control of my finances, and every dollar app really helped me and my family get on the right track. I just challenge anyone that's just driving, just try it out. It's free. You plug in the numbers, and you'll realize, like, man, I'm really goofing off some money here, and it did help me and my family get straight. I just want to say that first
that's
of all.
Great.
Thank y'all for that app.
You bet, man.
So my question with you today is, so I'm currently a foreman for a pretty big construction company here in Memphis, Tennessee. And it's not what I want to do the rest of my life. And I ride around in my pickup truck, drive bulldozer, this, that, and the other. But I work a lot of hours. I'm salary. You know, one day I want to be the guy that's, you know, reaping the benefits from this. And also, my wife's family has a farm in Missouri, and that's our ultimate goal, is to be up there. So I wanted to start something up there. Well, in pursuit of that goal, I was like, man, I need to start something, but I don't know how to bid a job. I don't know, you know, the ins and outs of the construction, so I don't know how to do the job. And so I got connected with a subcontractor of ours that I have a really good relationship with that we sub parts out to. And I talked to him about my dream of maybe starting something up there, and I'm just trying to make the path. And I even talked to him about maybe working for him, learn how to bid jobs, this, that, and the other, and maybe even moving a portion of his company up there with me so I can maybe start out, because I'm so nervous about doing something by myself because really have the confidence. Well, he said, that sounds great, man. Great, wonderful, but we do a lot of work. I want to have you on, but we do a lot of work for your company, and I don't want to mess up that relationship I have with them. I need you to talk to your boss first and give him the opportunity first.
Okay.
But with the company I'm with, which sounds great, but with the company I'm with now, I don't want to work for them in that capacity. You know, I'm just going to burn out with them. Unethical things that they've done that I've seen, and how they treat their employees.
Well, I have a slight. Okay, so here's the deal. It sounds like a great plan. You're doing all the right things, man. I'm hearing no red flags. I've got a yellow flag on what this guy has told you to do. I agree with him partially. I think it's wise for you to go to your leader and go, hey, I've developed a relationship over time with so and so, who does a lot of work for us. He's one of our subs. And our goal is to eventually go to Missouri, run the family farm, and I've got to start making steps that would allow me to go to Missouri and just talk to this guy. I'd like to do kind of what he does, and we've just been talking, and it was really just about advice. and turns out there may be an opportunity to work for him. And I just want you to be aware of that and make sure that you're okay, because he's such a stand-up guy. He doesn't in any way want to hurt his relationship with you all. And I told him he's not cherry-picking me, that I'm eventually moving on anyway when the time is right, and I've enjoyed you guys, blah, 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 blah. I just think it's a transparency thing to protect your relationship with this guy who wants to hire you, because he doesn't want to hack off your current company. So the conversation either needs to come from him or from you. And it's more of a, hey, FYI, this is all about the future, and it's not going to affect the company's relationship and what he does for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you don't have to say to him, hey, are you willing to give me that position? And so that's where I disagree with your buddy's suggestion. I do think it's a really nice up-and-up thing that would hopefully free him up to hire you, because that's all this is about. Yes. He just wants to be freed up. So what he's thinking is, if you say this and they go, no, not interested, then he might feel free to do it. But I don't think you have to do that, because you're putting yourself in a position where you might have to say no to something you don't want to do. Make sense?
Yeah, I don't want my current employer to say, hey, how about you come under my wing and I groom you? I don't want to do that.
Exactly. So don't give them the option.
Don't give them the option?
Yeah. So you're not going to go to them and say, hey, I want this position. Did you understand what I just said? Like, that's what I think you need to say. If that guy is just wanting you to make sure that he's not going to hack them off and thus lose business, that's what he's worried about. Am I right?
Yeah. That's what it boils down to.
Okay, then. So then the only thing we need to discuss is go back to him and go, hey, dude, I don't want to open myself up for a position that they would offer. And here's all the reasons why. Do you want me to just go to the...
Actually, I did that with him, when we talked last week about it.
Oh, you already did it?
I went to my guy in the other company, and he's like, man, you just need to go to him. I was like, I don't want them to give me the opportunity. I hate to be like that.
So what happened?
I want to know. I haven't talked to my boss yet. I want to do it today. Been praying about it over the weekend. Been just really seeking advice from other people, like how to do it. And everyone's like, man, you need to do it. Maybe I'll offer you something. I'm like, no, I'm out.
So again, like once in my
I don't want a promotion.
Right. So do you think that what I suggested is the right solution for your friend who wants to hire you and for you?
So you're saying go to my boss and say, hey, this company wants me to come aboard? That's where I get worried about it.
That was one option. Okay. But if you feel like they may fire you because of that, then you got to go back to your buddy and go, hey, dude, listen, you need to go to them and say, hey, he's going to be moving. I just think everybody's too worried. We don't need to be worried. So you're going to have to talk this guy into going, hey, if I go to them when I'm ready to start working for you and I just tell them that I was seeking your advice because we want to eventually move to Missouri and I'm going to go to Missouri now, then once you tell them, I just don't know that they're going to stop working with that sub just because you decided to leave. I don't think that's going to happen. So you got to convince the guy of that is my point. You guys are all worried. We need to stop being worried. We got to be big boys and let's talk together. Let's come up with a plan. But your goal is to help your buddy feel comfortable about hiring you. So whatever that looks like, you guys got to figure it out. I think it's just being straightforward, not worrying about it. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. What if you could be 100% confident that you're doing the right thing with your money? Well, folks, now you can with Ramsey Plus. We took our best tools and teaching and put them all together in one all-access membership. You'll learn the proven plan with Financial Peace University. You'll budget with the Every Dollar app, and you'll track your progress with the new Baby Steps app. Plus, you get a whole lot more. Go to KenColeman.com/plus and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. That's KenColeman.com/plus. Helping you make your dreams come true. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It's a different kind of talk radio. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose. Your purpose, which, by the way, is to give yourself away through your work. You were created to work. Now, we're not talking about being a workaholic. We're saying that you were created to contribute. And so we are here to walk you through the seven stages to working like no one else. And oh my gosh, this makes my heart swell, Joe. It says on my screen here that we're going to Alberta, Canada, where Josiah joins us, and it's for a dream scream. Josiah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
Well, I'm living the dream. Sounds like you might be as well. Is that true?
That's true.
Tell me where you were before you started making the changes that got you to where you are today.
I audited a communications program at university, and I graduated in 2018. And once I graduated, I was looking for jobs and I wasn't getting anywhere. I was getting super depressed. And I got an email from a missions organization in Kona saying that they found me online. They wanted my skills and asked me if I was interested in joining them, and I said yes. So when I was down there, I got the interest of a couple from Texas who were pioneering a base with the same organization, and they saw what I was doing and they wanted me to join them. And so that's how I got to where I am at right now.
That is awesome. What are you doing? What is that role?
I work in their communications department, primarily doing video editing, but some design work for them.
Yeah. So you know what you are? You're an enhancer. With that video and graphic design, all that, if I were to pick one word, you're kind of a creative enhancer. Is that a fair description of the role you're filling?
Yeah, I would say so.
I love it. So talk to me about what it feels like, because you were in a really, really difficult place. Borderline depressed, as you said, maybe full-on depressed. And now that you've stepped into this dream job, what does it feel like on Monday morning? What's it feel like during the day?
Oh, it feels amazing to wake up and actually do what feel like I'm meant to do. Because pinpointing an exact career path is difficult for me because I'm differently able.
Yeah. Oh, so, I love that. Now, folks, I got to interrupt you, Josiah, because I'm going to let you preach a little bit, but I want the audience to catch what you said. So my pastor is the one that taught me this. Steve Berger taught me this. I don't know who told him, but I don't like this word disabled. Now, it's not meant as a term of disrespect, but I like differently abled, because people that have some type of disability, they are still highly, highly valuable, obviously. And so, Josiah, you are differently abled. Now, what does that mean specifically for you?
I have an incredibly complex medical story, but the long and short of it is that I have epilepsy, which led to leads to seizures. So I have a learning challenge.
Yeah,
that makes it difficult for me to pin down exactly what I would want to do as a career.
Right.
So when this opportunity came along, it just really opened up my eyes to how much value I could provide to people around me.
Yeah, but I'll bet with the challenges that have come with epilepsy and all the other stuff, I'll bet that you really thrive in that role of editor designer. Is that true?
That is true.
And why is that?
It gives me a perspective that not many people have. So there was one assignment in university that I'm super proud of, because it was to communicate a problem, and I saw a bunch of people using lots of paragraphs of text and all that kind of stuff, but I saw it differently. So I did a very simplified version of it so that when you look at it, you can know exactly what the message is getting across. Without having to actually read what's going on.
Wow. That's so great. And so you use that way of seeing the world and processing the world, while it may be a challenge in other areas, it's a real win for you in this current area, and that's why you love it so much. You sent in an email to us to kind of tell us about this, and Joe always brings it into me, and I love it. And these are your words, and I'm going to set you up to talk to folks and encourage them. But we said, is this your ultimate dream role? And you said yes in all caps, and you said, I don't feel like I'm working. It feels like I'm playing because time flies by. I got goosebumps all over me, Josiah. How does that feel, my man? Tell people what it feels like to step into your dream job.
Oh, how do I put it in words?
You just did. It feels like you're playing. It feels like you're playing with toys. I mean, it's a special feeling. Do you get fired up on Monday morning?
I do.
What's it feel like on Friday afternoon?
That I have contributed and I feel really good about myself.
I love it, brother. What would you say to encourage people who are yet to step into their dream job? What would you tell them from your heart to theirs?
May sound cliche, but your time will come.
Mm. That's pretty good, brother. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You don't need. I was going to let you say something else, but I think that's a pretty darn good sentence. Your time will come. That's so fantastic. Well, Josiah, I got to tell you, on behalf of Joe and Madison, we're so proud of you, man. I mean, this is what it's all about. You have gone through so much medical hardship, which I'm sure has had a tough emotional toll on you as well, and you didn't let it keep you down. You've risen up, my man. And so now you're going to take us through a dream scream and count it down from 3, 2, 1, and I want to hear you give us your dream scream by telling everybody, I'm living the dream. Let's hear it, Josiah. Take it away.
All right. 3, 2, 1, I am living the dream.
There it is, folks. Josiah, differently abled, has not let his challenges hold him back. Man, that is good stuff right there. In case anybody's wondering why I love what I do, that's what it's about. That young man right there, and we have no idea as we listen to him, we have no idea what he's overcome. No clue. Some of you might. I don't. I have no idea what he's had to deal with. But I do have a sense of the doubt and the fear that he's had to overcome. And he did it. And, I just feel like saying this. Because I know we've got a lot of different people that come from a lot of different walks of life that listen to this program. And so even if you're somebody right now that you're on your own journey and you're not where you want to be, can I just challenge all of us, and this is including me, this is to Joe, it's to Madison, it's to every one of us. We got to be careful in life that we don't put our antenna down as we walk through the busyness of life and we overlook the Josiahs of the world. Josiah is not going to present as a super charismatic or super confident person because of all the things that's happened to him. And if we're not careful, as we engage with our world, even though we're not where we want to be, we have the opportunity to bless others. And if nothing else, make a connection for them. Make a recommendation. And nothing bothers me more than to know that we live in a world where some people are still out on the margins and they don't get noticed because some people just overlook them. And I'm challenging us all today to re-engage, to get our eyes down, not just up on our own vision, but to get our eyes down and around and pivot the room and look around the room and look for somebody in the shadows. Whew. Because they've got something that they were created to do. And it might just take one of us seeing a Josiah and going, he's got something that he's supposed to do. She's got something that she's supposed to do, and I can make a connection, and I'm going to, because everybody was created to contribute. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where men and women flock, and I do mean flock, to get clarity. They want to get clear so they can get qualified. They want to get connected so they can get started. They want to get promoted so they can get the dream job. Because we all long to give ourselves away. That's why everybody who calls the show says, Ken, I just don't know what I want to do. And I say, well, you have any ideas? And they go, I just want to help people. And I always say, welcome to the human race. Because, see, we all long to help others. Which is why we believe that you were created to fill a unique role. Your work is not about you. And work is not just this utilitarian function. But many of you have grown up with a worldview of work that says, you got to go get a good, safe job so that you can have a nice house, a nice car, nice vacation, a good 401k, and whatever's left over, make some memories. That is largely the view of work. And we're here to change that. See, the view of work here on the Ken Coleman Show is you were created to work, to contribute something positive to the world, to make it a better place. And when you do that, you experience tremendous meaning. And then when you experience that meaning over a long haul, you get to the end of your life and you look back and you reminisce on the journey, as opposed to sitting there on your deathbed regretting all the things you didn't do. So this idea that we all have wrestled with at some point, which is, why am I here? What should I do with my life? You lay awake at night looking at the ceiling. I've been there before. Where's that coming from? That's coming from within your soul, folks. It's not some random accident that we all long to answer that question. We all long to answer the question because our soul is telling us you were created to do something very specific. Now, let's help you figure out what that is. And by the way, it's not the mystical, hard-to-find answer that you maybe feel that it is. Or maybe folks around you in your environment, your whole life, just like, well, just a few people get to do what they love and a bunch of lucky. The rest of us are working stiffs. Well, that's not the case. You have the answers. And we're going to start by looking inward and getting clear at stage one. There's three gauges of who you are: talent, passion, mission. Let's uncover it. By the way, if you're new to the show, you're going, what in the world is he talking about? Go get our Career Clarity Guide. It's free at kencoleman.com. 844-747-2577. I got some other good things for you. I want to tell you about some free stuff and some really cheap stuff that'll change your life. That's coming up later in the segment. But first, Skyler joins us in Dallas, Texas. Skyler, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going today?
Skyler, I'm living the dream, man. What's happening?
Oh, perfect. Hey, so I had a question about moving to a new position. So I've been at a software company for the last 5 years. Don't have anything bad against the company. I enjoy the culture and the people there, but I feel like I'm at a point where I'm getting stuck. I've applied 3 times for to get a promotion to the next role, and each time it's just different things that they say that I wouldn't get promoted to. I have applied outside of the company for positions that I'm interviewing for actually this week. That would basically make my salary 30% higher. But the backstory on that is the issue with that would be, sorry, I'm a little nervous, but
that's all right. You're doing great.
Thanks. Yeah. The issue with that is, my wife is currently pregnant, so she is not a fan of me moving positions. It's our third baby, so I know with Corona and everything, we're trying to figure everything out. With my current role, I'm a non-exempt employee, so I can work a lot of overtime, but and I've kind of done that over the last 3 years to maintain what I would get at this position if I get it. I'm finding that I'm getting a little bit burnt out on doing that.
So this is all about that. Would you be calling me if your wife wasn't concerned about the move with baby three on the way?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things. I know for us, backstory, we're on baby step six. We have the money to pay off our mortgage.
Wow.
Actually right now.
Okay. Whoa. All right, let's pause. but I want you to answer my first question. Okay.
Sure.
Would you be calling me about what to do if your wife wasn't concerned because of the baby and the instability of COVID and all this stuff? She's going, well, you're going to take this new company. What if something goes wrong and you lose your job? Your wife's got some legit concerns, although we'll talk about the money issue in a moment. But I'm asking you, would you be calling me or would this be a no-brainer and you'd leave?
I probably would think it would be more of a no-brainer if my wife's on board. Yeah.
All right. That's what we need to start with. All right. We got to deal with what you're dealing with. Now, for the non-Ramsey show, Dave Ramsey show listeners, baby step six, okay, folks, that means they pay off their house and then you move into baby step seven, you live and give like no one else. I mean, you're just debt free, no mortgage, no nothing, and you just living the good life. Now, how much is your mortgage payoff?
I just made a payment yesterday. We're at $79,000.
How much do you have in the bank?
Currently we have $65,000. So, we are pretty close to that. We've just been, kind of saving up for when the baby comes. We're doing CHM for my wife.
Okay.
So, essentially we pay in and then they pay.
Got it. No, I understand how it works. Let me ask you this. Is the 65 you have saved up to pay off the house, is that include your emergency fund or is that in addition to your 3 to 6 months of expenses?
That includes the emergency fund.
Okay. So well, then we're not going to use that. Okay. Well then that's really, we're not going to use that. Okay.
Right.
Cause then that would deplete your emergency fund and that's not what we want with baby number three coming on. Okay. So,
right.
You're going to pay off that house if you do nothing else. You don't add anything to it. When will you pay off the house?
So we are thinking probably the end of next year, okay. 2021.
Yeah, and you got a great emergency fund. You've been saving up. Baby's on the way. You're going to get a 30% increase if you take this new job. If you
right.
don't take this new job, you're telling me, if I heard you correctly, that you can get enough overtime to equal that increase, correct?
Correct.
But that has a negative thing to it. With baby number three here, does mama really want you working overtime?
No, that's the other problem that I don't think we've talked a lot about. But
no.
Yeah, it
no.
would
take
cost
the job.
More.
Take the job. Do you want to take the job? Just for the moment, let's suspend your wife's concern. Do you want to take the job?
Yes, I do, because, it's a salary position, and I would think that I wouldn't have to, I feel burned out.
That's it. But, Skylar, right. You know what's really going on? Your confidence is shattered because you've multiple times raised your hand, and they've not given you a chance, and you feel like they don't see me as valuable as I see me. Isn't that really what's going on?
Yeah, I would say that.
Do you feel like this new company sees you as valuable and they've talked to you about a potential ladder, meaning the opportunity to grow once you get in?
Well, actually, my interview's tomorrow.
Oh, you haven't been offered.
I mean, from what I've heard.
I thought you'd been offered.
No, that's probably, I probably should have been upfront about that. But no, I have an interview with a couple companies. The one that I'm most interested in is tomorrow.
Okay, so here's the deal. So listen to me, Skylar.
Yeah.
This is about two things for you. Number one, you need a new environment, a place where you feel like they believe in you, they will develop you and promote you, okay? And it's also a 30% raise. It doesn't require overtime. So the way it was presented, and not upset at all, but I'm saying if the job or another one like that presents itself, take it. But you got to sit down with your wife and allay her fears. Her fears are not to be discounted. You just got to say, hey, babe, here's the deal. There's no difference between me going to a salary position over here and staying over here. Both companies are stable, if they are. And you've got a great emergency fund, nothing to worry about. This is a no-brainer. Take the raise and in a better environment. It really doesn't matter. You guys have already taken care of what you need to take care of for the baby. And you just have to make her feel confident and safe in your plan. And I think you got a good plan, man. But that's all she wants to know. Are we safe? This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues to bring you clarity so that you can confidently step out on the path to fulfill your purpose and see your dreams become a reality. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. You can call in any day, Monday through Friday. We are here for you. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Paul, who joins us in Rialto, California. Paul, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Well, Matt, Ken, how goes it?
Man, it is going well here. What's happening with you?
Okay, so my question is more geared toward what I should do in the future, since right now I work a job that I don't particularly like, but it's helping me get out of baby step 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically work as an engineer for a shipping company. And I don't feel like I'm in my element over there. So I'm not sure what I should pursue after I've got my finances in place. I'm not even sure if I should stick around in engineering and maybe tap into something else.
Yeah. Tell me now, say, when I hear that, I feel like you have some ideas, but you may not be super clear, or maybe you're not very confident on how to get there, or are you completely blank?
I have some ideas. I'm not confident about them.
Well, let's dive into what we have. Let's see if the ideas you have fit in your sweet spot. You've listened to the show long enough to know that that's how we test everything, right? We get clear on what you do best, what work you love to do most, and the results of your work that matter deeply to you. So let's see if these ideas fit within the answers to those questions, right? So what are the ideas?
Okay, so, I mean, my first idea was an engineering drafting job, or maybe a 3D modeler for some place.
Okay. Okay, what else?
And then I think maybe down the line, I don't believe this might be a job to be the day job, but maybe tap into some video game development.
Well, I only want dream job right now. Because remember, if we've got the dream job identified, then we figure out the path to the dream, and there'll be plenty of day jobs along the way. But we don't try to figure out the day job first. I want to know the dream. So is the engineering drafting, let's go back a step. Is that a dream gig for you?
No, I don't see myself doing that for the rest of my life.
What's the dream, man? I mean, like, if you know you can't fail, you're like, Ken, are you serious? Yep, giving it to you right now. You can't fail. What do you think it is? I think you identified the video game thing, right?
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Okay, now there we go. Hold on a second, brother. That's what we've got to be focusing on. So are you doing that for somebody else or for yourself?
I'd be doing this for myself.
Okay, so now we have to sit there and we go, if we were to just sit down, you and I, in a room on a blank whiteboard, and we just sketched out, what would we have to be doing now? And then what would the next steps be? And we almost back down from that mountain. How would we get up that mountain? You have a general idea, right?
Yes.
Of course you do. So here's what we ask. This is really about getting qualified, getting connected, and getting started. You're clear. You're actually in stage 1. You're ready to step into stage 2, stage 3, and stage 4 to start the journey. So get qualified. You know, what are some of the things you would need to learn and do along the way? Doesn't mean all at once. You don't have to be fully qualified when you start. Sometimes getting started is what leads to more qualifications, right? So in this situation, you've got to kind of have a very clear idea of what it's going to eventually take for you to do that for somebody else and then step into doing it for yourself. So that's the qualified. Then there's the connected, stage three. Who are the type of people you need to know? What are the places you need to be in now and then eventually to continue to allow you to progress? And then when would you eventually step over into that industry? Is it part-time? Is it full-time? That's the get started, stage four. So those are the things that you've got to be thinking through, and you're a sharp guy. I think you just called me today a little bit intimidated by the path, correct?
Yeah, I was definitely.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If you break it down step by step, it's not as intimidating. If I said to you, hey, Paul, I'm thinking about climbing Mount Everest, but I don't know where to start, what would you tell me?
I tell you to break it down, and I guess we go through the steps.
Yeah, we would. You'd go, well, you better do some research on like what all is involved, equipment, what kind of shape you got to be in, you know, how much does it cost? These are the things that you need to do. So what is it going to cost financially? Time? How long is that going to take? That's what you need to figure out. Come up with a plan and start walking forward on the plan. Paul, you got this. And this is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you get unstuck and get on purpose in your life and your work. So excited that you're with us. KenColeman.com is the website. And folks, I got to tell you, I am proud that we have way more free stuff on there than we do stuff that you can buy. And that's the mission of the team here. Incredible Get Hired guides. We have got so many free resources, whether it's the Should I Quit My Job quiz, as I mentioned, the Get Hired Guides, which is the interview guide, the resume guide, the follow-up guide. We've got the Career Clarity Guide that's free. So many free resources that will help you along in the journey, depending on where you are. And we've also got some great paid resources. Our Get Hired Digital Course, 11 video lesson series taught by me. And it's only $20. Are you kidding me? All you need is an internet connection and a device. You can watch it as much as you want. We've got 30 plus million people, depending on the latest numbers. About 38 is what it looks like from the June job report. We'll see what July's report is soon. And that means you're up against a lot of people. Now, how do you stand out? How do you get the edge? The Get Hired Digital Course, only $20, KenColeman.com. We also have the Proximity Principle, which is the ultimate insider secret. You know where you want to go, for those of you that do. You don't know how to get there. Well, the number one best-selling book tells you who the people are, where the places are, and what do you do when you're around the right people in the right places. The autographed copy, hard copy, plus the ebook, plus the audiobook, all available for $25. Just two examples of what we sell you for super cheap at KenColeman.com. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Greensboro, North Carolina is where we go now. Lauren joins us there. Lauren, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Pleasure to speak with you today. How are you?
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, and I am living the dream, Lauren. What's happening?
Great. I just want to say thank you for what you do. The last few months, you've given me a lot of hope that I'm going to find my dream job, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and you are.
Okay, so my question today, I've been on my application and job search since February, and I've kind of run into a snag, so a little backstory. I've been speaking with a company since February. I was approached by two recruiters and then spoke with the company with from two separate employees. And last month, they kind of told me that, you know, basically due to COVID, they were evaluating if they could hire for the position I spoke with them about. So let me come up to current time. Last Friday, I was on a job posting site and saw the job posted for what I've already spoken to them about. So my question is, how do I reach back out to the company to still express interest? Or should I take this as a, I should just move on? It was very hard for me to see that job posting since I had already spoken to the company for quite some time for the same position.
And you know for a fact that it wasn't posted this entire time you've been talking to them?
Yes, because I get an alert through the site that I use, and it was just sent to me last Friday.
Yeah, I assume that, but I just wanted to make sure that I'm on the same page as you. It just feels a little sneaky, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think when I read it, every emotion went through my body just because, I felt really qualified for the position and felt I had the skills, and the fact that I had spoken with the company employee multiple times about the position, it really kind of shook me.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a single girlfriend, Lauren?
Yes.
Yeah. What if one of your single girlfriends told you this story? I want to know what you would tell her. Okay. I'm going to turn this on you. So your single girlfriend calls you up and says, Lauren, I'm so upset. Why? What's going on? She says, well, you know, I'd gotten to know this guy through a mutual relationship. It was kind of a setup, you know, like you two are both single and maybe you guys are a good fit. And so we had, one or two dinners or some social interaction. And he kind of just shut it down and said, you know, I'm not in a good place. I'm not in a good place to date, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, the next night I saw him on a date holding hands with a girl. Got his arm around her. He's clearly on a date. Just told me three nights ago he's not ready. What would you tell your friend?
I would tell her to find something better.
Mm, that's great advice, Lauren. So I don't know that you need me to say anything right now, because Lauren, it's time for you to find something better. You don't want to. What if she said this? Let's have a little bit more fun with this, just because I want to drive four more nails in this.
Right.
What if she said to you, but wait a second, maybe he's not serious with her. Maybe he's not committed. Should I reach out one more time and say, hey, I really enjoyed our time together. And once you're ready to date, here's my number. What if she said that to you? What would you say? Come on.
That's a very hard question.
No, it's not. No, it's not. What would you say to her?
I don't know the exact words, but it would probably be along the lines of, you don't know, but you do know that you saw them with someone else, so you just need to...
Yeah, move on.
To move on.
If he wants to get a hold of you, he'll get a hold of you, right? That's what you'd say.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of an old movie from the 90s. It was like a rom-com. My wife and I, kid you not, just watched this a week ago. Such a blast from the past. He's not that into you. It's a great rom-com. And that's the scissor. This company's just not into you. And it sucks. There's no way getting around it. But since we're on the theme of old movies, they ghosted you. Bust them. Bust them. So here's the deal, Lauren. Here's what I know. Who cares that they ghosted you? We know how amazing you are. You know how amazing you are. They're not the only place out there. And this is actually a blessing. So I know it doesn't feel good, but this is going to be something you look back on, just like you would tell that girlfriend. Trust me, be glad you didn't get together with that jerk. And I would tell you, you're going to be okay. You've got tremendous value out there. And I need you to just say, hey, I'm okay. I'm moving on. All right. I'm gone. I don't need them. They need me, but they don't see it. So I'm going to go after somebody who knows how valuable I am, and you are tremendously valuable. So what you do is you just deal with it and you move on, knowing that you are headed towards something way better. It's always the case. That's what you would tell your girlfriend. Hey, girl, there's more fish in the sea. You're better than that. You don't need that guy. That's what you'd say. Somebody out there is going to be blessed to treat you like the princess that you are. That's what you'd say, something like that. Maybe not in those words, because I don't know how single women talk to each other, obviously, but that's the general idea. And so that's what I'm saying to you. Say see you later. I don't need you all. I'm way too valuable for you to ghost me. You don't see the value in me. That's a good indicator that I don't want to be connected to you. That's what you need to do. And Lauren, you'll get there. Better days are ahead. All right, let's go to a social media question. Let's see here. Peyton on Instagram. Ken, what tips do you have on advocating for yourself and asking for a pay raise? Okay, love this question. Let's be very careful on how we look at talking to leadership about making more money. If you go in and just say all these great things about yourself and tell them how good you've been for them and how hard you've worked and how long you've been with them, and now you think it's time for you to make money, I don't care how humbly you say that, it's going to put your leader on defensive, especially if they're not prepared for it. So the way to prepare for this conversation is to say, hey, can I meet with you to talk about how I can do more for the organization and be better? I'd love a review that has your direct input into how I can become more valuable for the organization. That's how you set the meeting up. Then in the meeting, you say, hey, I just want a growth plan. What are some areas that I can do better? Where are some areas where I can actually get more skill and be better? And then how would that translate into measuring that? And then ultimately more responsibility and more pay. That's how you have that conversation. Hey, my time's almost up, but you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.